real person or not? I gotta know.
Not a real person, unfortunately.
Okay, you sure?
I'm sure.
Okay,
I'm sure.
What is she? Is she an amalgam of a bunch of people?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, that song, when I wrote it, that song started with just as a lot of these things did start with. It was a guitar riff, kind of like, and then the lyrical idea though was every woman I've ever met in my life spends way too much time getting ready. You know, like they look great already, and it's like they're not happy with the way they look, and they're late. You know, whether it's my mom, my sister, my fiance, you know, like anybody, doesn't matter. You know, and I was thinking about that where it's just like, hey, you know,
oh, I rocked the ring,
right? Yeah,
I know.
Right? Yeah, you know.
Yeah, that's why it stood up to me. I'm like, is that a real person?
Yeah,
because I've had that feeling every time
I went
anywhere.
Right. Right, and it's like, and you're like, you look amazing. Like, what's the deal?
Yeah.
So that was the inspiration for that. So yeah, I get that question a lot.
Okay.
And I've only run into, it's like a guaranteed CD sale if I've run into somebody named Josephine. So happened like twice, but you know, but yeah, it's not.
So every Josephine's in the Metro Detroit area. Oh, he's talking about me.
Right. Yeah.
He's talking about me.
Exactly.
On the downside, you have now extended her time getting ready by like 5 minutes. Josephine, there's a Josephine listening with the CD.
Right, yeah.
You have now extended the time. And
whoever's waiting on her is not happy with me. So,
well, they probably got 5 minutes. They're like, I could just drive around the block.
Yeah.
They can slow up their process, I guess. They can put a little extra gel in their hair.
Right. Yeah.
But, yeah, like that song stuck out. And another song that stuck out was No Sleep.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I don't, nothing against our armed forces. You don't strike me as a member of our armed forces.
And you are absolutely correct. I am not. And that was a big thing where I wrote the song. I wrote it from a little backstory. Without going into too much detail.
Okay.
But my day job, because I do have a day job.
Oh, okay.
I work with a lot of veterans and people who have served and some people who currently serve. And, you know, they don't get into much, like, with their experiences. I don't come from a military family, but the more I learn from working with them is that I would be a terrible, terrible soldier because I'm a wuss. Like, compared to what these guys
Ironically
and girls.
Enough, you kind of look like Captain America. would be on the poster.
Right. I don't know about that.
You would be the guy in the recruiting office. We want you.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
you see me try to run a mile or something. No.
Well, it's a poster. I mean, like, no one asks it for, like, your credentials here.
Right.
Like, yeah, I'm comfortable enough to say it to myself that you, sir. Oh,
thank you.
Got a slight Matt Ballmer, Chris Evans vibe going.
All right.
I cannot be the first person to say that.
No, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the name of the show. White Collar. White Collar, my man, Matt Ballmer.
Okay.
Look it up.
I got to Google him.
Look it up.
Yeah.
If anything happens to Matt Ballmer, you could just step in.
Nobody will know.
And no one would know. You would have to tell someone. So, yeah, you could totally be on the poster. So, like, I imagine, from what I get, and I don't want to put words in your mouth. So, since you work with these veterans, this song was created to ask some of the questions maybe they wanted to?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, some of the questions. I'm telling you, man, you're like.
I do some homework, man.
You're 10 out of 10, Sam. Seriously. People could learn from your interviewing style. I like it.
My interviewing style is just me listening to your album and writing down my...
Well,
you can look at my notes. They are not real questions.
They're not real questions.
They're just asides.
There
you go.
No,
there's
I love it.
Wikipedia bio.
Perfect.
It's just like...
Yeah.
I just write them down as I listen. I'm like, oh, okay, I think that's what he's saying.
Yeah. No, I love it. No, you're exactly right. I mean, there's stuff that... I would imagine that they would have to struggle with, you know, I mean, the song doesn't go, a lot of times when I write songs, like I have so much up here that's behind the words, but then the words that I put down on the page are so, sometimes I criticize myself and I think they're a little too oversimplified, but I think the vibe, I mean, you caught it, you know,
yeah.
You know, I think the vibe gets there and the idea comes across, but yeah, totally. It's just some struggle, you know, struggles like, am I doing the right thing? What am I doing here? Why am I here? You know? That sort of thing that I would have to imagine if I was in that situation, I would probably be thinking, too.
Hey, don't overthink it. Here's what I learned from a guy with absolute...